The alternative Christmas market at the John Wesley United Methodist Church featured 36 charities to choose from. Karen Wenzie was telling shoppers how the capital city's St. Thomas More Parish was helping St. Elizabeth's, its sister congregation in Haiti, whose church was destroyed by Hurricane Matthew last year.
We've been able to, with the support of our parish and events like alternative Christmas market, send them enough money to start their reconstruction.
The Kiwanis Club's Bob Henderson was seeking help with a worldwide effort to eradicate tetanus.
We started off with this project about 7 years ago with 52 countries where it was still a scourge. We're now down to 14, so we're heading towards the end, and we hope to eliminate it totally within the next year.
Each donation brought a card that's given to the person on whose behalf the contribution was made. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.